May I help you?
Yes, Jennifer. Would you be so kind as to send some unmarked cars over to Foxwood Apartments right now? They have got some kind of a super powerful bass that's going on that can be heard an easy mile away, and I'm trying to be able to get some sleep.
And you thought, what building is it in front of,
sir? Gee whiz, let me ask you something. Do the cops, do they have hearing aids? Do you think you might be able to find it under cover? Let me ask you something.
I'm sending people out there, but if you know, it helps. If I can know what building
well, first of all, Jennifer, you know, it's 12 o'clock at night, April 12th, 2011. I am trying to be able to enjoy myself. I can't even do it. The thumping bass is going on right now.
Okay, but what's your
Now, let me ask you something. What is the reason why you don't send an undercover police officer? Are you going to send a black and white to take a seat from space?
I want you to arrest
these people. And take away their vehicle.
If you want to make a complaint, we have to make contact with you, and I need to know your name and apartment.
What if you happen to be working with the gangs? Gee whiz, it seems to me citizens have got to expose themselves to these punks that have no consideration for somebody trying to live in their home in peace. Or something? You mean to tell me there's no concrete decisions. It's going to be by luck that the cops are going to catch him. Gee whiz, when the cops get there undercover, they'll catch him running out. And if they're even creative enough, they might look like one of the punks that got their pants pulled down and you know, looking like thugs. If they're smart enough to infiltrate, unless they happen to be the gangs that they're protecting.
Sir, I can assure you that our officers are here to serve and protect, and they are doing their job. They are out there right now. And if you have any problems, you can always call us. If you have a life-threatening emergency, you can call 911.
Jennifer, here's the thing, I respect cops. When I hear people going, I hate cops, I say, no, I say, you hate the dirty cops. I say, you have a local deterrent factor of police officers being out there, but I can't understand why these punks in this area here. As a matter of fact, there's a sign in Panama City right now that's on a sign, it's got a gang sign on it. I talked to a police officer 2 weeks ago, the sign is still there, with a gang sign on it.
Okay, there, sir, I just want you to know that they are signed out with whoever is causing the noise right now, okay?
Take the way you're under 932 contraband, not some stupid ticket under 316-3045, which is only a lousy $74 ticket.
Okay, sir. Okay, they're out there. They're doing it.
I'd like to read the newspapers tomorrow morning that there was a big bust and they took away their vehicles under 932 contraband.
I'm not a law enforcement officer.
I was absolutely floored. He said, why don't you call the sheriff, the Victor Penn City Police Department. And I said, the reason why I'm calling you in the first place is because these loud car stereos, it's like they own the cops in this area here. Foxwood Apartments. I told them I was going to give a call to the sheriff's department, and I even heard on the sheriff's message on the phone there that we are interested in using common sense in taking care of crimes. Well, what I can't understand, Peggy. Peggy, what's your last name, please?
McDonald.
Okay. I can't figure out why. I've been forced to have to do all kinds of research and find out in the 932 contraband, they can take away every one of their vehicles immediately on the spot under preponderance of evidence. Now, and here's something else. About a month ago, there was a white Camaro, a white Lincoln Continental. It was over by the Holiday Inn, which is right next to the mall, the Panama City Mall.
Okay.
Came in, jumped in his base, had gold spoke rims, and when he left, he was quiet as a mouse. And also, the next day, this is about a month ago, I was down at the Panama City Marina. There was a black vehicle that had Gators flags on the vehicle, something their base, like they was looking for a puppy looking for its mother or something like that. But when it left, it was quiet as a mouse.
Hold on. Can you hold on a second? Can you hold on one moment?
All right, okay.
Thank you.
The 539 employees in the Mayor Sheriff's Office work hard to provide the highest standard service for the nearly 170,000 folks that make Bay County their home. I believe our common sense approach allows us to protect and serve all the citizens of Bay County, regardless of race or economic status. Our vision is to fold. It is our desire to promote a sense of well-being and safety for our citizens, and by doing so, promote an equal sense of insecurity among the criminal element in our county. Your Bay County Sheriff's Office is made up of 7 divisions: community service, civil, warrants and court services, support services, criminal investigations, field services, and special investigations. The Bay County Sheriff's Office is also responsible for the management of the Bay County Jail, housing an average of 900 inmates daily. Although you are perhaps most familiar with our uniformed deputies driving patrol cars in your neighborhood, we also do an amazing amount of things.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead now.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you for your courtesy there.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, Jim.
Who would Jim be?
I don't know, but you sound familiar.
You probably remember me, Jim Bike Man, right?
Oh, is that who you are? Is this it? Is this him?
Remember when I got thrown in jail?
I do.
Remember that? My Thunderbirds.
I remember.
What did you need now?
Even though
I've been telling you about you, I support you all. How about that?
I know. I figure you do.
And what I can understand is you knew about Thunderbirds. Got to know, had me thrown in jail. I spent almost 3 months in jail, and I told Zachary, told the prosecutor, I said, I'm ready for bail. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a trial. And I'm kicked out of jail?
What do you need right now?
Peggy, my friend, I support you all. I support the good cops. There's a website that you can go to. There's a guy named Danny Cashmere Pipers. Remember me talking to you about this guy named Danny Cashmere Pipers and pulled a knife out on me?
Uh-huh.
Nothing's ever been done.
Okay.
I don't understand it. And yet, I read an article about what he's talking about in South Florida. A homeless advocate was murdered by somebody who was loved by people down in Dade County, and he's an officer, detective, I believe his name is Torres, is saying, we want to keep this person from hurting anybody else. Well, I'm trying my damnedest to protect my community and get this no-luck Danny Cashmere Pipers completely out of circulation.
Yes, sir.
And nothing's getting done.
Okay. What do you need from me now?
Well, I'm hoping that you send undercover sheriffs and arrest every one of these cops that ignore these loud car stereos that are going up and down the road on 23rd Street, 15th Street. They're all over the place. It seems to me like they run the cops. I'm trying to figure this out. So I'm thinking of a common sense approach. Arrest every one of these cops under...
You're talking about the police officers?
Yes, arrest them, unless they got dirt on the sheriff's department.
So you've talked to the chief and all...
Oh, you mean clown idiot John Van Etten? You talking about that idiot that over there in St. Andrews closed down a nice little place where they gave prizes to people, but right across the street was a gangster... Boom, car restoration on Beck Avenue, okay? Now, I'm trying to figure this out. See, 3504 statutes, it is the duty of the Sheriff's Department to arrest every one of these punks. They claim they're concerned about getting rid of gangs. Right now, I'll let you all look for it, but there's a sign right now which shows a gang sign on it right now. Okay, I'll let you all at the Bay County Sheriff's Department try and find it, okay? But in the meantime, I'll give you a clue. At the Texaco, at 15th Street, and Harrison Avenue, you go in the bathroom door, and you'll see a gang sign right on the bathroom male wall, right next to you.
Who do you want me to give this to, Jim? Who do you want me to let know this information?
See, Peggy, you've been with the Sheriff's Department a long time. You know better than me. You know better than me.
That's what I'm saying. Is that what you want me to do? Is contact?
I'd like to know that these punks, that what they do is they sell their drugs down on the beach. As a matter of fact, how about, I'd like to talk to an Officer Patterson, where he was trying to accuse me of being in the road where I was with a friend. You want to tell him? Okay, he doesn't want to speak, okay? Some people are intimidated. They're scared of talking to our so-called law enforcement because they're afraid that they'll become victims. Not only that, see, Peggy, I was... The person... Yes, Peggy.
Wait, hold on a second. What are you calling about today, though? I know you're touching a lot of points there, Jim. I don't know.
It's like when they do an arrest warrant on somebody... And they do an indictment. They try to put as many charges as possible. Gee whiz, why can't I put indictment? Poor Amy Beach gets murdered by Mark Bombia of the Parker police.
So that's what you're calling.
Good Love was raping public assistance, welfare recipients. We can get away with it. But he didn't know she happened to have connection and had his you know what. Put where it should have been.
Okay.
So is there any way that we can get the Bay County Sheriff's Department, anytime a police officer goes by a boom car, no, go undercover and arrest every one of these boom car punks, 932 contraband, take away their vehicle. As a matter of fact, let me ask you something. As a matter of fact, all public employees take an oath to support and defend the Florida Constitution as
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Article 2, Section 7 of the Florida Constitution says unnecessary noise will not be tolerated. So when they ignore that, the Constitution is designed to protect people, they're under a penalty under 876 of the Florida statutes to violate the public
civil
rights.
My supervisor's there to speak with you, okay?
Okay.
Can you hold on for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
I'm dead, my battery's
back. 39 employees of the Bacon Sheriff's Office work hard to provide the highest standard of service for the nearly 170,000 folks that make Bacon. Lieutenant Bowman?
Yes, you must speak to, please.
Yes, Lieutenant Bowman?
Baldwin, is it?
How can I help you, sir?
Okay, is that Lieutenant? I'm trying to get your name right so I can spell it right so I can document this very important conversation.
Absolutely, sir. B-A-L-T-W-I-N.
Okay, Lieutenant Baldwin, I hope I got your name right. Last night, I was hoping to spend a nice, comfortable Sunday night on April 11, 2011. I was trying to enjoy myself in the St. Andrews, not St. Andrews, but It's called the Factual Department. They had a super loud, extreme bass that was going on. And I called the Sheriff's Department, and Dispatcher 368 said, well, why don't you just call the Panama City Police? And I said, look here, the reason why I'm calling the Sheriff's Department because I can't get satisfaction out of Panama City Police. Now, if I'm not correct, can I go with the Bay County Sheriff's Department, Officer Bolden?
It's Lieutenant. It's been quite a while.
Okay.
Did you contact the county sheriff's, or did you contact the Panama City Police Department?
Well, I talked to an Officer Patterson about these loud car stereos about 2 weeks ago, and so far they go up and down the road. I guess they own this territory in Panama City, Florida. Yes, and not only that, they go up and down 15th Street, they go up 23rd Street. As a matter of fact, Lieutenant Baldwin, there was even one vehicle that had the great big huge 18-inch rims or whatever the heck it was. And I managed it was about a couple of months ago, it was the only time I've ever seen police officers arrest and throw in and take away their vehicle by trailer towing. It was a purple vehicle. I could not believe it. Actually took it away.
Well, sir, it sounds like you're quite upset, but I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Well, there's 932 contraband. What I'd like you all to do, since I can't rely on the Panama City Police Department to do what they're doing, unless they've got dirt on the Bay County Sheriff's Department to keep them quiet, I want them to arrest and take away the vehicle's 932 contraband. Every one of the vehicles of these thumping bases going up and down the road. Don't give them no warning. Take them away, because that's your drug dealers. That's the people that go down to the beach down there and peddle their poisonous wares to the unknowing spring breakers.
Right, right. But do you have some good information on any of the narcotics? Because I can certainly get you to the narcotics division and see if they can put some undercovers in there.
All you got to do is just send undercovers. Oh, by the way, if you really want to fit in, make sure you got your pants pulled down and you got your bloomers stuck out, you know? And make sure that you don't use proper English. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Again? Not much we can do for you right this moment, sir.
But here's the thing, I'm sure that you could put that on your to-do list, right? I'm not saying that you're venting on me, and honestly, I've got a lot of stuff going on. Venting on you, if I'm not correct, the Sheriff's Department, aren't they bound to protect when the Panama City Police Department walked in? Aren't they bound to protect the citizens?
You're using words that probably aren't correct. We're not bound.
Well, just put this way. Have you ever had anybody cross-examine you? Have you ever had anybody cross-examine you in a court of law?
What does that have anything to do with?
That is a word that is commonly used by law and higher law enforcement officials.
What's your name, sir?
Let me ask you something. Am I required to give you my name?
Well, how can I help you if I can?
Don't you have anonymous, a panel of bids? I understand, since he's worth about $7 million, the Sheriff's Department sure didn't mind putting out $200,000. Hey, you don't have to give your name. Just tell us so we can collect the reward. Tell me about that, panel of bids. What kind of a kickback was y'all getting? Can you tell me why we've got car shoppers like this?
You're breaking up.
Well, I've pretty much gotten the connection to you.